Thank you all very much for coming, and may our learning this morning serve as a merit. Li'ili Nishmas, Me'ira Chaya, Nechama Bracha, Lea Shalom, Bas David Mordechai. We're at the very end of the fifth chapter here of Maseches Nida, chapter Yotzei Dofen. We are dealing with all sorts of ages, age 20, age 18, with no signs of adulthood, whether that shows that someone's an Islandess or a Saris. So we are here in sort of the middle of the wide lines on Mem Zayinim and Beis. Amar Rav, Rav said, Hilchasa Bakulei Pirkin, the halacha is throughout this chapter that me'eis le'eis, that whatever time frame was given in a Mishnah, let's say 20 or 18, it means 20 or 18 from day to day. It's not the calendar years, but it's birth years. So even if it doesn't say 20 in a day, it means that. It means a full 20 years. Ula Amar Ula said, no, it's not. And if it's said in the Mishnah 20 in a day, it means a full 20 years. So lotznan, lotznan. If the Mishnah didn't say 20 in a day, then even a part of the 20th year can count as the 20th year. So you have here an argument. According to Rav, throughout the Perek, everything, even where it doesn't say 20 in a day, it means a full 20 full years. And according to Ula, if it didn't say 20 in a day, it doesn't mean 20 full years. It means into the 20th year. It says the Gemara Bishma Ula, according to Ula, that there's a difference. I understand why in some Mishnayos it says 20 in a day, in others it just doesn't say it just says 20 years. El Rav, but according to Rav, listen, it should keep saying 20 in a day, because it always means 20 in a day. Oh, and furthermore, Tanya, we lived in a Brisa, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur Omer, Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, who's a Tana, says, Mishum Rebelezer, Nim Rebelezer, you don't need 20 full years. Shnas Esrim Shiyatzim Yemenu Shloshim Yom. If in the 20th year, and you have 19 years and 30 days, Harei Kishnas Esrim L'chol Dvarah. That's already considered like the 20th year. V'chein Horo Rebbe Belud. Rebbe and Lud said the same thing. Shnas Shmona Esrei. In the 18th year, Shiyatzim Yemenu Shloshim Yom. If you had 30 days, Harei Kishnas Shmona Esrei L'chol Dvarah. That's already considered like the 18th year, once in 30 days into the 18th year. Now, Bishma, the Rav and Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur Lokashya, Rav and Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur are not in contradiction. Hakei Beis Shammai, one is the view of Beis Shammai that says that the key is year 18. Hakei Beis Hillel, the other is the view of Beis Hillel that says that the year is 20. El Rav, but according to Rav, who says that all the years in this parak don't mean partial years, they mean full years. Kashya, you have a contradiction. Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur is against it. It's the Gemara Tanoi. Rav will say, yeah, Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur is against me, but there's a Machlokas Tanoim about this. I'm the view of the Mishnah. And in the Mishnayos, wherever it says a year amount, it means full years. The Tanya, as you learned in a Braisa, Shana Mura B'Kadshim. When we have a law, let's say that a sheep, a kevis, has to be ben Shnas, has to be a year old. Or Shana Mura B'Vatei Arechoma, the law about a walled city, that if a person sells a house in a walled city, he has a year to redeem it, and after that, that's it. Or Shtei Shanim B'Zdei Achuza, he has 2 years to redeem an ancestral field, and afterwards, that's it. Shtei Shanim Eved Ivri, that an Eved Ivri who sells himself or is sold by Bezdin has to work for 6 years. Or V'Shebeven V'Shebevas, or the years about a boy and a girl, in other words, age 20, for a Saris or an Islandess, Kulan, all of these years are me'eis le'eis, are full years. So that's what I'm following. I'm following that view.
Is they putting a year levels for each category? Is that what they're doing, Rabbi? I don't understand that.
When we say a certain amount of years, did we mean full 20 years? Or did we mean 19 years and into the 20th year? A day into the 20th year, 30 days into the 20th year. So we're saying it's a machlokas tanaim. Some Tanaim feel that in regards to all these laws about when someone becomes a Saris or an Islandess, it has to be a full 20 years. And others hold, no, 30 days into the 20th year.
That's the only two simanim that we know if he's Elomit,
yes,
and Saris?
Well, no, there's also physical things.
Physical.
Yeah, but that if you don't have those physical things, as we're going to see. Shana Amura B'Kadshim Inalan. Now, how do we know this view of this Tana, that when it says a year in Kadshim, it means a full year, it doesn't mean into the year? Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Kar, because the pasuk says Keves Ben Shnaso, a sheep, a year of it. So Shnaso Shalom, it has to be his year. Lo Shana Shel Minyan Olam, not a year of the world, just his year. Shana Amura B'Bat Yerachom Minol. Now, I know that when we have the law that if somebody sells a house in a walled city, he has a year to redeem it. It's a full year. It's not 30 days. Amar Kar, because the pasuk says Ad Tom Shnas Mim Karo, until the completion of the year of his sale. Mim Karo Shalom, his sale. Lo Shnas Shel Minyan Olam. It's not the completion of the year in which it was sold. The completion of the year of his sale, not a year of the world, but a year of his sale. How do we know that when somebody sells an ancestral field, he has 2 years to redeem it? Amar Kar, the pasuk says, the mispar shnei tvuos yimacher lach, with a number of 2 harvests, he will be sold to you. So from here we learn, since it says shnei, that's 2. But then it says tvuos. Tvuos means harvests. It's plural. It's also 2. So it must be a 3rd harvest too. So how do you have 3 harvests in a field that was sold? Has to be that it's 2 years from day to day. So that when you sold it, let's say in Elul, it already had the crop of last year. It just hasn't been cut yet. It's cut. Then there's another crop. And again, there's another crop in the next year. Pamshata mocher. That's to tell you that sometimes when you sell, there's shlosha tvuos, so the buyer will get 3 harvests. It must be that the year is from day to day, not calendar years. Because if it would be calendar years, if you sold it in Elul, you're already finished with that first year right away. Now it's already the 2nd year, and then you'll only have a chance for 2 tvuos, but not for 3. Now, Sheishanim Shebevet Ivri Minolon, how do we know that when we have the law of 6 years for a Evet Ivri, it means 6 full years, not 6 calendar years? Amar Kar, because the pasuk says, Sheishanim Yavod, for 6 years he shall work. In the 7th he'll go out free, but you can also read it as he'll work for 6 years and in the 7th, because the word Bashvi is has a Vav in front of it. It has the conjunction. So he should work for 6 years and in the 7th year. He works also in the 7th year. So how does that mean he works also in the 7th year? Must be that you count the full year, from date to date, so he can be working into the 7th year, into the year of Shemitah as well. When the Braisa says that for a boy and for a girl, a year is a full year, not a calendar year, it's a full year. What's that a reference to? Says the Gemara, that's in regards to Erechin. We know that Erechin is a certain value based on a person's age. Let's say he's 20, so he has to give 50 shekel. If he's 5, he only has to give 20 shekel. So when we say 5, I might have thought it means 4 years plus a little bit of the 5th year. Now that's what we're saying. It has to be a full 5 years to have the status and the value of a 5-year-old for Erechin. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef said what Rav said, the Pirk in the Yotzei Dofen, for our chapter, Perek Yotzei Dofen, such as, for example, the last Mishnah, where the Mishnah says if a person reaches the age of 20 and still doesn't have any of the signs of maturity, they are considered an islandist, or they are considered a saris. That means a full 20 years, not into the 20th year, but a full 20 years. Amar Le'Abaye, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Mi pligis, are you disagreeing with what Rav Gidel said in the name of Rav? Rav Gidel said in the name of Rav that when we say a full year in regards to sons and daughters, it's in regards to Erechin. Are you arguing? Amaleh, Rav Yosef said back, lo, I'm not arguing. Hu Amar Chada, he's saying that a full year in regards to Erechin requires full years. I'm saying in regards to Saris, it needs full years. We're not arguing. The Gemara says it makes sense that they're not arguing. If they're arguing, could you say that Rav, who says that when it says Ben Ubas, it's a reference to full years, in regards to Erechin, does he not believe that in our Perek, like in regards to Saris, you need full years? But we began this whole sugya with Rav saying, Rav said, Hilchos Bekulei Pirkin. Throughout this chapter, even those Mishnayos that don't say 20 in a day, it means a full 20 years. Meis l'eis. Ella, so if that's the case, Laman Zamal Arach and Rav, why did he say that Ben Lubasas are about Erechin? My time alone with Yotzi Dofen. Why didn't he say that the case of the Bryce is referring to our chapter, that all the laws of our chapter are requiring full years? It's the Gemara Domi Dahanach, because he wants to compare Ben Ubas to the other case in that Bryce. Mahanach, the Ksivan, just like the other case in the Bryce, are about things that are written in the Torah, like the 6 years of an Eved Ivri, the 2 years of a Steachuza. Afhani Nami the Ksivan. So too, when it says Ben Ubas, it's referring to things that are explicit in the Torah, namely to Erechin, which is Parshas Bechukosai. And it's not referring to how old someone is to become a Saris, because that's not explicit in the Torah. That's a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. That's a tradition that Hashem told Moshe orally at Sinai. V'idach and Rav Yosef, who said that Ben Ubas refers to Saris. Hashem Ben Ubashem Ubas, he'll tell you like this. Why did it say Shem Ben Ubashem Ubas? If it's referring to Erechin, it should say Shem Ubashem Ubashem Ben Akevin and Boile. The year for the male and for the female. Because when the Torah talks about Erechin, it talks about males and females. It doesn't talk about sons and daughters. Therefore, for the fact that it said son and daughter, must be a reference to the Mishnayos, to the laws of Saris and Islands. Okay, what's the halacha? After all of this, though, Rav's wrong. Halacha Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur, Sham Mishum Rabbi Elazar. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur. It says in the name of Rabbi Elazar that the 20 years of a Saris don't have to be complete years. Into the 20th year, 30 days into the 20th year, that's already enough. That if she doesn't yet have two hairs, that already would be enough for us to call her an islandess. Amr Abzera said, Eske, I hope I merit Ve'isak, and I'm going to leave Bavel and go up to the land of Israel. Ve'igmer l'shmaite, and I'm going to learn this lesson explicitly from the source, from Rabbi Elazar, Mipuma Demara, from the mouth of its master. Well, Reb Zera, as we know, did merit. That's what we learn in Masech Tuxubas. He left Bavel, he went to Israel. Kiselik, when he went up, Ashkechid Reb Elazar, he in fact met Reb Elazar. Amar Le, Reb Zera said to Reb Elazar, Amrit, did you say it, that Allah k'Reb Yossi ben Kippur, that Allah is like Reb Yossi ben Kippur? Amar Le, he said, of course I did. And the Mishnayos proved me right. Mistabra Amri, I said it because of what I figured out, not from my traditions, but from what I figured out. Midibekulei Pirkin Tani Yom Echad. Since in many of the laws of this Mishnah, of these Mishnayos, it says 20 and a day, so that means it has to be complete. But Vachalokatani. But in regards to Saris, it doesn't say Yom Echad. Right? Let's read the Mishnah again. On Mem Zayin, the Mishnah says, Bas Esrim Shana Shalo Evia Shtei Saros. Right? It doesn't say Bas Esrim Shana Yom Echad. Bas Esrim Shana. Here it doesn't say in another day. Shmamina, that's the proof that Mistabra Kavasi, that it makes sense what I'm saying. Since it didn't say any day, it doesn't mean a full year. It means a partial year. Once it's 19 and 30 days into the 20th year, that's already considered 20 years. Hajan Allah, Yotzei Dofen, Vahadrach Alan, Be'ezras, Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, now we start the next parak. Parak Basiman. Again, about the different signs of maturity in a young lady. Basim and atachton, let's say the lower sign, namely the two hairs came, achlo baha elyon, but the upper sign, the higher sign, namely the formation of the breasts, has not come yet. So then, says the Mishnah, she's considered an adult. Since she's considered an adult, Ocholat says, if she was married and her husband died without children, she can do the chalitza ceremony to be free to marry other people. Omis Yabemes, or she can marry the brother of the man whom she was married to because she is an adult. What happens if it's the other way? Ba Elyon. Her breasts have formed ad shelo ba tachton, but she does not yet have the two pubic hairs. So is she an adult or not? So the first opinion says, Afal pi shi efshar. even though this is something which is impossible to have the upper sign but not the lower sign. Reb Meir, Omer, Reb Meir says, well, if she doesn't have the lower sign, she's a minor. Lo chaletza, she can't do chalitza. Lo mesia bemes, nor should she do yibum, because according to Reb Meir, a minor can't do yibum because maybe she'll turn out to be an islandess. And maybe she was never married. Maybe it was a kedushay tos. The chacham say, nope. If she has the upper sign without the lower sign, she's an adult. O choletzes, o misya bemes. She can either do chalitza or yibum. Mipnei she'amru, because they said, it's possible for the bottom sign to come with the top sign not having yet come. You can't have the top sign without the lower sign. And here, since we only have the top sign without the lower sign, so we can be sure that there was the lower sign. Because otherwise, how could there have been the higher sign? There must have been the lower sign. It must have fallen out. Must have been there and then fallen out. The hairs were there, but then they fell out. Since they were there and then they fell out, she's an adult, and she can do chalitza and yibum. All right, again, the Mishnah is talking about in the latter part of the Mishnah, if there's the upper sign without the lower sign. So if there's the upper sign without the lower sign, Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah says, afal pi she yefshir. Even though this is not a possibility, Rabbi Meir says, since there's no lower sign, she can't do chalitza or yibum. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean this is an impossibility? Valo ba, but it's here. So the Gemara explains. Ba, the Rabbi Meir, right? The point is, according to Rabbi Meir, it is possible. And since it's possible to have the upper sign without the lower sign, he treats her as a minor. She can't do chalitza, she can't do yibum. And the point of the Mishnah is, well, Rabbi Meir, afal pishi yefshir l'rabbanan. Afal pishi yefshir, even according to the Rabbanan, this is impossible. If there's the upper sign, that must have meant that there was a lower sign too. But according to Rabbi Meir, no. It doesn't mean that there was a lower sign. There can be an upper sign without a lower sign. Since there never was a lower sign, Rabbi Meir holds that she's treated as a minor. So the Mishnah said that according to the Chachamim, they hold it's impossible for there to be the upper without the lower, so therefore she is an adult because there was a lower and it fell out. Asks the Gemara, Velisni, why doesn't the Mishnah say, Vaha Elyon, if the top sign came without the lower sign yet being there? And then we, right, what was the language of the Mishnah? The Mishnah was, Vaha Elyon. If the top sign came without the lower sign, we're reading it like this. Even according to Rabban, this is an impossibility. Why do you have to say all of that? Just say, if the top one came without the lower one. Reb Meir says, no, she is a minor. She can't do chalitza, can't do yibam. Chacham say she can do chalitza and yibum. Just leave it at that. And I already understand. Why does the Chacham say she can do chalitza or yibum? She doesn't have the lower sign. Because they hold that if she has the upper sign, must be there was the lower sign and it fell out. I'll figure that out. Why do you have to spell it all out for me? Show, don't tell. Ask the Gemara, Ilo Tana, if it wouldn't have said, even though this is an impossibility, Avamina would have thought to say like this. Rov Nashim, with most women, Tachton Asi Bereisha. Normally they get the lower sign, then they get the upper sign. But Umiyut, but there is a minority where Elyon Asi Bereisha, where the top sign comes without a lower sign first being there. There's just a top sign without a lower sign. Now I would say like this. Here's a woman who has only the top sign, and we don't know what happened to the lower sign. If we rely on the majority, most times there was a lower sign. It must have fallen out. If we say she's in the minority, then there was no lower sign. And then I would say, Rabbi Meir Letame, Rabbi Meir is being consistent to Chayash Lemiyutza. He's always worried about minorities. Therefore, he says, maybe this is from the minority that had a top sign without a lower sign. That's why she can't do Chalitza. Rabban Letame, Chayash Lemiyutza. The Rabban are being consistent because they are not worried about minorities. So they say, well, it's probably the majority. And therefore, if there was a top sign, there was probably a lower sign, and it just fell out. Hani mili. So then I would say this is only true b'stam if we didn't check. Avleicha the bad kamelo ashkach. But if we checked and we find there is no lower sign, then emer moduli rabbanu Rabbi Meir de elyon kadam. Then maybe we should say that the rabbanan agree that this is a case where there was no lower sign. There's just a top sign, and therefore she shouldn't do chalitza. Mashmalan. That's what the Mishnah had to say. Efsha. According to the Chachamim, Efsha. It's not possible to have the top sign without the lower sign. If there's a top sign, even though now we don't see a lower sign, we're sure that there was a lower sign. It just fell out, and she's an adult. Vadayasi. We're sure that there was a lower sign. Mintu dinatra. It just fell out. Okay. So again, according to the Chachamim, even though the woman only has the upper sign but doesn't have the lower sign, we are sure she's an adult because there was a lower sign, it just fell out. According to Meir, no, maybe there was no lower sign, and therefore she is a minor. Bishlam Rabbi Meir, according to Meir, who says that you always have a lower sign, I'm sorry, Rabbi Meir says sometimes you have a top sign without a lower sign. And in Dichtiv, that's where you'd have the following pasuk that we say in the Haggadah of Pesach, Shadayim Nachonu, you had... You, the Jewish nation, are compared to a woman with prepared breasts. V'sareach tzimeach, and afterwards your hair grew. So first it was the breasts, first the top sign, and then the lower sign. El Rabbanan, but according to Rabbanan, Ibchem Yibayle, according to Rabbanan, it's never possible like that. So it should be sareach tzimeach, you're a Jewish woman whose hair has grown, and with breasts. That's what it means. What the pasuk means is, since you're compared to a woman who has prepared breasts, must be that your hair had already grown. Bishlam, again, this makes sense. The Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Meir says there can be a top sign without a lower sign. That's why the pasuk says, again, in Yecheskel, ba'asos mi mitzrayim dadayich, leman shdeinu urayich, that I'm remembering you when you were doing your misbehavior, your znus, when the Egyptians would play with you and press the chest, breasts, one against the other, in order to do znus, when your hairs of youth were still about to come out. So that means, again, that there was breasts before hair. El Rabbanan, but according to Rabbanan, again, Ibchami Boyle, it should be the opposite. It should be hair and then breasts. Answer the Gemara, Achi Kamar, the same answer we gave before. Kevin Shabo Dadayich, once there were breasts, Biyadua Shabo Noorayich. Obviously, there already was hair. Ibchami same alternatively, my Shdei. What's that pasuk referring to? Basos mi Mitzrayim Dadayich, Laman Shdei Noorayich. Kulu Bedadin Ksiv. It's all referring to different aspects about the breasts. Vachkam is about to be saying. Okay, Gamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. This is what God is saying to the Jewish people. Ikarfu, ikrafu dadayich. When your breasts grew a little bit, lohaydat bach, you still didn't change from your bad deeds. Ishtadu dadayich. When your breasts grew more and they became fully formed, nami lohaydat bach, you still didn't change from your bad deeds. Says the Gemara. The Kuliyamamiya, everybody though agrees. Atachton samchina. Right? If there is the lower sign, then that's certainly an adult. The top sign maybe is a proof that there was a lower sign. But the main thing is the lower sign. Minon, how do we know that the main thing is the lower sign? I'm Rav Yehuda Merat, which is what Izzy began the questions with. How do we know that the only sign of adulthood is the hairs? Maybe something else is adulthood. I'm Rav Yehuda Merav. Rav Yehuda answered the name of Rav. That's also what taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Amar Kadosh, the verse says, Isha, we show a man or a woman. Ki asu mikol chatos adam, if they will do any of the sins of a person. So Ishva, because of Isha, le'ish, l'chalon tshu b'torah. The Torah is here equating woman to man for all the punishments. So ma'ish b'simen echad, a man doesn't have, you know, breasts. He doesn't have an upper sign. He only has a lower sign, hair. So too for a woman, what makes her an adult is hair. Fame ohai ohai. Why don't you say a woman is either hair or breasts? The answer is again kish, because we're comparing it to a man. Ma'ish tachtom v'lo elyon, just like a man only has a lower sign, doesn't have an upper sign. Afisha tachtom v'lo elyon. So to a woman, what makes her an adult is the lower sign of pubic hairs and nothing else. Tanya Namiyach Yosef learned in a brass like this. I'm Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok said, Kachayim mefarshim biyavne v'amru. This is how they would explain in Yavne. This is what they wish to say. Kevan Shabbat Tachton, once the lower sign has arrived, Shuvim Hashgichon Elohim, we don't pay attention to the upper sign, that's it. The woman is an adult.
All right, so why do we need to pay attention to the upper signs at all? I mean, why do they spend all this time teaching us about the different signs of the upper?
Well, if we didn't check, or if we checked and there is nothing, because we assume that it fell out.
But how do you know it fell out?
The hairs fall out.
I know, but usually the first two hairs stays on. But
maybe not. If it's a shuma, maybe not. If it's a wart, maybe not. Tanya, we're looking at a braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says like this. The nose krakim, the women, the girls from the big cities. Tachtum in Meir Lavo, the lower sign comes quickly before the upper sign. Ipnei shirigilos b'merchatzos. Because they're often in the bathhouses, and that causes those hairs to grow. Venos kfarim, but the women from the peasant women, the women of the villages, elyon emar lavo, they often have the top sign before the lower sign. Yipnei shetochnos berechayim, because they are grinding with the millstones, and that causes the upper body strength to develop first.
How do they know this? Who's feeding them the information?
They probably did surveys.
Observations, surveys, experiences.
Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Reb Shimon Elazar says, Benos Ashirim, the wealthy women, Sad Yamin Mimar Lavo, they normally have the right side come before the left side. Why? Shenishuv Ba'af Krisitun. Because they used to have this piece of garment on that part of the body. So it's always, this afkrisitun was this some type of like a shawl that women would wear, especially the wealthy women who could afford it, and it would be over the corner would hang over the right breast, so it would warm that area and cause the right breast to develop first. But no saniyim, but with the poor girls, sad small mamar lovo, actually, the left breast would come first, because they used to have to draw barrels of water, and because they would have to draw the barrels of water and drag it and carry it, it would cause that part of the body to get stronger first. Because they used to carry their siblings on their sides. They used to have to carry their siblings on their sides and apparently carry the water on the left side. Tanar Rabbanu went in a braisa, tzad smol kodem letzad yamin. The first Tana says that the left breast comes before the right breast. Reb Chanina ben Achi Reb Yeshua Omer me'olam lo kodem tzad smol letzad yamin. The left breast never came before the right breast. Chutz me'achas, only in this one woman, shayse b'shkunasi, that was in my neighborhood, she kodem tzad smol letzad yamin. At first, the left breast came, and then the right breast came, and then v'chazer le'esana. Then it all came back to its normal health, and they became equal in size. Tanar Rabbanu lived in a braisa. Kala nivdakos. When girls are being checked to see if they are adults, nivdakos al pi nashim. Women check them. We wouldn't check. A man's not allowed to check to see if the young lady is an adult, because it's not modest, and it's not respectful, and the Torah demands that we be respectful. V'cheinu Rabbi Elazar Moser le'ishto. Rabbi Elazar used to take these young ladies and hand them over to his wife, and she should check whether they had the hairs there. And Rabbi Shmuel Moser le'imo. Rabbi Shmuel used to hand over the young ladies to his mother. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says it depends. Lifnei ha'perek, if it's before she's 11, or la'achara perek, or after she's 12, nashim bodkos osan, the women are the ones doing the check. Women can do the check, and we will rely on them. However, tocha perek, from the year 11 till the year 12, ein nashim bodkin osan, we're not going to let the women do the checks, she'ein masiyin sfeikos alpi nashim, because we're not going to resolve doubts based on women. So we're not going to allow women to resolve the doubt to tell us of whether she is an adult, whether she can do chalitza or not, and therefore we wouldn't have women do the check. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, no, Avtocha Perek, like the Tanakama, even from the year of 11 to 12, Nashim Bot Kin Osal, Bot Kos Osan, has to be women checking the young girls. All right, says the Braisa further. The woman would be believed to be strict, but not to be lenient. Ketzah, what does that mean? If a woman says that she checked this young girl, and she has the hairs, and gdolahi, and she's an adult, and therefore lo timon, she can't do mi'un, we would believe her. But if she says, I checked, and she doesn't have hairs, ketani, she's a minor, lo tachlot, she can't do chalitza, we'll also believe her. But we wouldn't believe her if she says, I checked, there's no hair, and therefore tima'in, she could do mi'un, or I checked and there is hair, she's an adult and she can do chalitza, because then we're relying for leniency. Amar Mar, we just learned, women can check the young girls before the age of 11 and after the age of 12. Bishma lifnei haperek, I understand, before the age of 11, she still needs to be checked. If we find the hairs, it's just a wart. And then, and even if those hairs stay on, we're going to just say shumaninu. It's just a wart, and it's not a sign of adulthood. So that a woman could be believed about because it's a chumra. El yachar aperek, but after age 12, lamali bedika. What do I need a check for? V'amar Rava. But didn't we have the lesson of Rava back on Daf Mem Vav? K'tana she'igil l'chlaush noseh, when a minor reaches the age of 12. Ein etzricha b'dika, we don't need to check her, because chazaka, there's a presumption, hevia simanim, that the hair has come. Answers the Gemara, ki amar Rava, when did Rava say? There's a presumption that the hair has come. Chazaka lemir. That's only in regards to astringency to say that she can't do miun. Because we assume she's an adult. Aval chalitza, but to allow a woman who's married to now marry other people through chalitza, by a bedika, there needs to be a check. However, since there is a chazaka, women can do that check. We don't, and we would rely on their report. However, Rabbi Yehuda said, Tocha Perek, within that year, from 11 to 12, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Nashim Bot Kos Osan, women do not check. Kasavar, why? He holds, Tocha Perek, if there would be hairs, Kelachar Perek, that would already make her an adult. Therefore, there's a difference. Lachar Perek, Ika Chazaka Derava, if it's after 12, and we're checking, well, we know we don't need such a great proof because we already have the chazaka of Rav that the hairs are here. Then some chinan anashi ubadki. We can rely on the women and their check. But tocha perek, but within that year of from 11 to 12, the leka chazaka the Rav, you don't have the presumption. Lo sam chinan anashim. We can't rely on women to tell us that she's an adult, and therefore she's allowed through just chalitza. And therefore lo badki nashim. We don't have the women checking then. We have the women checking later. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon disagreed and said, Avtocha Perek, Nashim, Bot Kos, Osan. Even during that year, from 11 to 12, women can check. Because he holds, Tocha Perek, Lifnei Perek. Even if they find the hairs, she's still a minor. And therefore, Ubaya Bedik, we're checking. If we find hairs, it's just a wart. And if these are the only hairs that are there, till Achara Perek, till after 12, Shumaninu, they're just considered a wart. And therefore, there is a need for a check. And here, where a woman is coming to be machmir, to be strict, to say that the hair is a wart, we do believe her. And since we believe her, she can do the check. Then the Braisa said, a woman is believed when she's giving us information that's going to create a stringency, not a leniency. Hi, man, Katanila. Who's saying this? The Gemara says, Yibay Yisem Rabbi Yehuda. It could be it's Rabbi Yehuda. Atocha Perek. He's explaining why. She, the check in the middle of that year from 11 to 12 is not believed because she is only believed to be strict but not believed to be lenient. It could be Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon. And the point of Rabbi Shimon is, and she's when she checks after age 12, and Rabbi Shimon perhaps is saying, even then, he doesn't believe in chazaka de Rava, less than chazaka de Rava. He doesn't believe in the chazaka that after 12, she normally has the signs. And therefore he says he would only rely on women who are being strict, but not rely on women who are giving information for a leniency.